Hello, welcome to episode 182 of the Chattering Classes, where I'm joined by a whole swathe of friends. You might remember I talked to Cesar and Cesar last year about their friendship, but Cesar said she was going to bring a new guest. Let's find out what they've got to say about each other.
Yeah,
Wow.
right. Didn't want
Yeah.
to do college anymore.
Over it.
Yeah, fair
Yeah,
enough.
over their shit.
Seven years of it. It was just too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the same old every year. You know, you were there
Yeah.
2 years and it was, you're over it.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
was enough for me, if I'm
True.
being
So
honest.
what are you doing, Amy?
Still the same job, so just support work for the elderly and disabled at the moment. But I'm
Yeah.
currently studying my master's in counselling, so I finish that next year.
Wow.
Yeah, because I
Okay,
hate
what?
my job at the moment, so I had to
That's a
switch
tough
it up.
job too.
What's that? Sorry.
That's a tough job.
Yeah, and the hours are pretty insane. Like a lot of nights, I finish at 8. There's one night I finish at 10 p.m., so it's long hours. So yeah,
Yeah, not fun. So
no.
what kind of counseling?
I'm not sure yet what kind of counselling I want to do. I'm
I'm
leaning
gonna, I
towards
think
like
maybe school counseling would be good. School counseling's great.
Yeah, that's an
Good
option.
pay. Heard it was really good pay.
It is good pay. Yeah.
Great
I think
hours.
Amy should be a marriage counselor, if I'm being
Ah,
completely honest.
this is
Like,
good.
she
All
would
right,
be
we're already
so
into
good
it.
at
Thank you.
But I feel like people, it's kind of hard when you're young. Like, most people in my course are like 40, 50 years old.
Right.
Because the young, I feel like people don't take you seriously when you're young.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, oh, what do you know? You know, what have you been through? But so it's kind of hard.
Right.
But
So
we'll
how
see.
did, well, I mean, let's, we might as well start the interview here. I'm talking to Chesa. She's back for visit number three. And you
Yeah.
brought a friend. Can you introduce your friend, Chesa?
My friend is Amy Wickerson.
Hello.
I
like how you've got your hand out, like you're
Yeah,
pointing
like people can see, like pointing to
over this way.
the room.
Amy Wickerson.
Hello.
How do we know Amy?
I know Amy from Amaru School in year 8 is how we met in year 8, yeah.
Right.
It's been
That
10 years this year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah, long time.
10 years. Does it feel like 10 years?
Feels like longer.
Yeah, I was about to say, it feels like a lot longer.
Yeah.
That a good or a bad thing, I wonder?
Good
All
thing.
right, so we're gonna jump straight into what you were talking about, Amy, about not people not in counseling.
Yeah.
Harder to listen to younger people because you haven't experienced anything.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with that?
Well, I haven't actually done any placement yet, so
Right.
I'm not really sure. But I just get the impression from what I have done in the course, like when we have to work with other students, that they
Yeah.
sort of look at me and go, oh, you know, she's young. So I feel like they dismiss me a bit, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
So not really sure how to deal with that yet, but I'm sure
Right.
I'll get there.
Do you have that even in your work, Chelsea?
Yes, I do. I've always been the youngest. I mean, I've only ever had like two proper jobs, but I've always been the youngest
Yeah.
in every aspect. So I definitely get that a lot, and people kind of play the age card, but yeah, so it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that though? Is there any way to combat it, or is it just with your work?
With work and like clear communication, obviously in strategic comms, you need to have clear communication. Yeah, I would just say, I don't know how to exactly describe it, but I just combat it through my work and clearly pointing out that they're wrong. I just don't know what situation
That
I
tends to
would give
work,
to
yeah.
you right now, but in general, you're
Yeah.
wrong. So.
Yeah. In general, you're wrong is a pretty good phrase to say in the
Yeah.
workplace.
I'm not doing myself any favors here right now,
No,
but
that
yeah.
was clear communication. I know, like, very quickly I found out this year, maybe it's moving just to a different school, that I very quickly was like, oh, I'm the oldest person in this staff room. And that was, let me tell
Interesting.
you, a pretty rude old shock, that one. But it was the same listening to you, Amy, talk about like the idea of being dismissed as a counselor. When you start out as a teacher, You go to parent interviews, parent teacher interviews when you're 22, and you're talking to, people that are same age as your parents, and you're like, yeah, this is what they feel like, why are you giving me advice about my child? Who are you? You don't know anything about children. You're a child yourself. So that's, I don't know, that's pretty tricky. So, Chelsea, you said that Amy should be a marriage counselor. So what's that? Why is that?
I think Amy has really good points on relationships, and I think through what she has seen in her own life with her family and friends and things like that, I think she kind of knows that firsthand. And her advice in relationships is just generally fantastic. So I
Oh,
just
thank
think that
you.
you're welcome. So I think that she would be really good in that relationship aspect. The kids would be really good as well. I'm nervous though how Amy's mental health would go having counseling children that are really effed up.
Well, I mean, that's the thing with counseling, isn't it? Like, Amy, how do you suppose, like, how do you deal with leaving it at work?
I feel like I've somewhat become desensitized to it now. But definitely when I started out, it would hit me harder, like dealing with my clients and like just hearing their life experience. So I take it home. But I think now it's like I've heard so much from so many different people that I'm no longer fazed, which kind of sounds bad, but it's just sort of how it is now, I
The
guess.
job. Maybe that's just like what you do, you just get used to it.
Yeah, you just get used to it.
I think that is part of the job, though. Like, it's again the teaching side of it, and especially since working in inclusion support, I've asked people, like, how do you leave it at work? And they all say the same thing, like, this takes time. And I don't know. It does sound like you're being cold and like you harden your heart, be like, oh, I just don't think about them when I leave. But it has to be. You can't take it home with you. It's not healthy, is it?
And I feel like as long as you know what outlets work for you as well. So like for me, it's reading. I love reading because I feel like I can fully immerse in a book and just leave the real world behind. But I feel like it kind of takes a while to figure out what works for you as well in that aspect.
So, Chelsea, we might just ask you to leave, Chelsea, and we might just talk about books.
I mean,
Maybe
you know
Chelsea loves reading
that
too.
I don't
Well, okay, what are you reading?
read. If I'm being honest, I definitely read a lot of romance books. I feel like I
Same.
haven't changed at all since
Right, 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 right.
I've read romance books since I was 12. I think just now they're just a little bit more spicy than the Jane Austen books I read when I was 12.
That's right. You were always big on the romantic era, weren't you? Like the
Yes, and I
1800s.
still love it.
But now it's far more spicy and tawdry, no doubt.
Yes, and I'm a bit more of a realist now. I think your class may have helped that in realizing, yeah, romance doesn't work like
Oh, that's
that.
great. You were the one that was always annoyed with the way I taught that subject, so that's good to hear.
I know, but now I'm like a sad adult and I kind of understand now, so.
Oh, I'm not a sad adult. It just needs to be more realistic.
Exactly.
So what has changed since your love of the romantic era? What has changed in to make you a sad adult in terms of romance?
That is probably the wrong choice of words. I think it's just life experience, like seeing all of the relationships around you, even having your own relationships don't work like that, don't work out, or your current relationship, like it's not going to be rainbows and butterflies the whole time.
Yeah, it's going
Like
to be
there's things to
Brokeback
think
Mountain,
about.
isn't it? I told you. Brokeback Mountain.
It ends in tragedy.
One of you gets killed and the other one has to just carry on with the pain. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. I think like just the financial aspects as well, and then like living together, just all of those aspects. So you don't
What do
think
you mean?
about those.
What do you mean by the financial aspects? Because that's important that we it's always glossed over in romantic texts.
I think in particular, like buying homes, and if one of you earns more money, how much does one pay? Like, do you equal it? Does one pay more than the other? It's just, I think the biggest part for us though is like buying a home and like certain people having less savings and then wanting to go do different things like traveling, and then the other one wants to stay and buy a house and we can travel later. It's just like things like that where you think you have an idea of how your life is going to go out and then your partner's may be different.
Yes, exactly. They don't put that in books. It's really boring.
No.
This
If
chapter's
only they
about
did.
financial discussions and planning
Yeah.
for the future.
How boring.
Yeah, their planning for the future is just, I'm going to spend every minute of my life with you. And you're like, oh, that's beautiful. Ugh, that's not real.
Yeah.
Well, so Amy, what do you read?
Kind of the same stuff as Chelsea.
We recommend books to each other.
Oh,
We
really?
do, we
Well, recommend.
do.
What's the latest recommendation?
Well, Chelsea recommended Bridgerton to me.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't actually started it, but that's the next thing on my list.
They're definitely trashy books. Like, there's
That's
a difference
fine.
between like reading trashy books just like so you don't have to think, or there's like important life-changing books, I
Yeah,
think.
exactly.
You have to read all kinds. You just got to read. It doesn't matter what. All right,
It's a good
Bridgerton. I'll
mix.
add it to the shelf that I've got here. All right. Well, I'm going to ask you questions about your friendships. Some of the questions, Chelsea, you would have done with Cez last year. So you'll be familiar with them. I haven't given you any time to prepare, so good luck with them.
All right.
So I wanted just to start out. You said you've been friends for 10 years. So I'll ask you, Amy, first. And remember, you can just pause and then I remove the pause later when I edit it.
Yeah,
So
sure.
take your time. What's your favorite memory of Cheza?
Oh, that's actually really hard.
Yeah.
Favorite memory.
Right, take your
There's
time,
too
like I said.
many. There's too many memories.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Like I said, just take your time. I'll just pause. I'll cut it all
Well,
out
I
later.
have one that I wouldn't say is my favorite memory, but I feel like brought us closer. And
Okay.
it's going to be triggering for you, Chelsea, so I
Want to
apologize.
unplug for a sec and then
But it
come
was
back?
actually when Chelsea broke up with her ex-boyfriend. And I remember she called me at like 9:30 at night or something and was like, oh, like I just need to see you. And she ended up coming over to my house and we were just sitting in the car, like talking about relationships and like life. And I don't know, I found like it really brought us close together. Like it was really good. Yeah.
And when was that? Like what age were
Oh
you?
gosh, was that like 3 years ago? Chelsea would know better than me. I think it was 3 years ago now.
Like, yeah, maybe 2.5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, so a while ago.
So why do you think like stuff like that cements friendships?
Well, I feel like when your friends come to you and they're really upset, it just goes to show that they value your opinion, but also they want your help, like
Yeah.
emotionally. And it's one of
That's
those
good.
things like when you're really upset, you really know who's there for you based
Yeah.
on, who messages you, who calls you, and all that in the moment. So I feel like, yeah, even though she was really upset in the moment,
Yeah.
yeah, I feel like that brought us closer together.
Oh,
Yeah.
nice. How about you, Cheza? Favorite memory of Amy?
Honestly, that's a really tough one. Amy went deep with that one, and I was thinking more like really funny moments we've had together. I'm just trying to think though. I was such a good answer, and now
Oh, thank
I
you.
don't
Well,
know.
you can go, lowbrow. If she's gone highbrow, you can go lowbrow. Keep the balance.
Oh, favorite memory. I think up there would be maybe when we were like 16. I think it may have been year 10. We went to Adelaide together. Amy's mum lives in Adelaide, and so I went on the trip with her, and I think it was like my first trip without family, and it just I think that brought us closer together as well because it's like you're bringing me into your family world, I guess. Like I obviously knew her dad really well because he's from here, but like going on that adventure together to Adelaide, like by ourselves and just spending the whole time there with her sisters and her mum was really important, I think.
Yeah, that's good. When you bring friends into your family, that's like a big step, right? Not just in those romantic relationships, but in friendship relationships.
Yeah, and I think I've always gone to Amy with, well, like she said before, like deep and personal things. Like when I would be going through issues at home during college, Amy would be the first person I'd call, like
Right.
just to distract me and like have a conversation about things or be like, what do I do? So that is really important as well.
So, Amy, were you in? I'm trying to remember because it was 6 years ago now, but were you in our, I'm trying to remember, were you in our creative writing course, the double class for English? I'm trying to remember.
I was in your class. I think it was in year 12. I don't remember what the actual sounds
I'm just
bad.
trying to
I don't
remember, was that
remember
the
what
class
the
that
class
that Chesa was always crashing and
Yes,
turning up
that
in?
was that
Right,
class.
yes. With the hive mind. Yes.
Yeah, that's
That's the one, yeah.
the
Where there were six people and they would do one student's amount of work between
Yeah.
six of them and claim that was enough. Yes. We all think the exact same thing. It's fine. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, that, I mean, like I said, the friendship that you have of including, I mean, you said in year 10, so that was pretty, only a couple of years into your friendship and you're going on a trip to Adelaide. Any issues with your family, Chesa, in letting you go off with another family to Adelaide?
I think that would require your family giving a shit,
I knew you were going to
to
say that as soon as you started. Yeah, right. So, like,
no concerns.
how long are you going for? Good. See ya. Oh, that's great. Okay, I wanted to also ask, and maybe you don't have an answer. Most of the friends I've talked to, this is a harder question, which is like, how do you deal with conflict? And maybe not even like, if you don't have conflict with each other, but how do you support each other, I guess, when there's conflict?
Well, we have actually had conflict, but it
Ah.
wasn't even it was because of an outside source that was basically doing the he said she goes,
Right,
and
right,
it
right.
wasn't actually based on truth. And it was in year 12, I believe,
Oh, that's
just before
just.
formal.
Amy has such a good memory. I'm like, I don't know where
Oh,
she's going with
yeah.
this, to be honest. It
You know
was,
what?
yeah.
Before you even tell the story, this is very depressing. I've got a
Yeah.
daughter in year 10 and a daughter in year 7, and I always hope that they would get over it by year 10, but they're not. You
No.
know, it's not even over by year 12. Oh, great. Anyway, so
No, I don't think
yes.
it ever is fully over. But
It's a lifelong thing, isn't it?
yeah, it is. So basically, we didn't talk to, well, we talked to each other, but you could just tell that the vibes were different.
Yeah.
And basically, we had a phone call, and I said to her, "Why are you, like, you seem different?" And she told me what had happened, like, "Oh, so and so said this." And
Yeah.
then basically, we bonded over the fact that we both thought this person was a bitch, for lack of a better word. And we're like, oh, of course they would spread crap about us, like they're trying to tear
Right.
us apart, rah, rah. So we sort of resolved it by finding a common enemy. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Well, that's usually how it plays out, is
Yeah.
once the people get talking about who's told them, they're like, huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Just piece it all together.
It's definitely about the communication for us. I think we've
Yeah.
learned over the years, it's just like if something happens or someone has said something about the other person, like call them straight away
Yeah.
and let them know what's happened. That's really important. I think even like if I had conflict or if Amy had conflict with someone else,
Yeah.
we go to each other and debrief about
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I think we do give good advice, but I think overall as well, we egg each other on.
We
Like
do.
it's
Yeah.
just like, I completely agree with you. She's such a cow.
You are 100% in the right. You are
Yeah.
fantastic. They
You're
suck.
not
Yeah.
wrong. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Were there more issues like that in high school as well? Like you said, you became friends in year 8. That's a pretty
Yeah.
wild time in terms of friendship and who's testing out who is your friend and
I don't
who's your best friend, that kind of rubbish.
I
I think
don't think there really
college was worse.
was. I
College
think it
was
was
worse.
college. Yeah, because I think in college we also had a bigger group of friends, so there was more sort of arguments over the whole I'm closer with this person or
Oh,
yeah. Whereas in high school, I don't think we actually had any issues in high
yeah.
school.
Yeah,
I
that
don't
I
think
feel left
so.
out. You're spending too much time with that person. We used
Yeah.
to be close, but now we're not.
No, if anything, I think like We were like the closest, and then
Well, I know,
everyone
but
else just
again,
fell around
you
that.
spent extra time, like I said, being in my when I taught you English and you'd turn up to the other English class. So there wasn't much excuse to, not see each other, I guess. Right. So, okay, that's good. What about, do you have a memory of like when you knew that you would be friends? That's going back 10 years now.
What's actually quite funny is when we first met each other, we always
Yeah.
talk about this, but we didn't actually like each other.
So,
So we would sort of
common.
walk the same way to school. And I
Right.
would see Chelsea like up ahead of me or whatever. And I'd go,
Yeah.
oh, she's going to want to talk to me. So like, I'm going to have to just talk to her. And then she had the same thought. So she's like,
Oh.
oh, she's behind me. I have to talk to this girl.
God.
And then I don't even know when it happened, but we ended up becoming friends. So yeah, I don't really know.
You just
It
started
must have been
talking.
those
Yeah.
walks, like
Yeah.
forced proximity, and
Yeah.
then
That's
we
probably what
just
it
ended up
was.
liking each other.
I love it. I love you both having the same thought of, oh, I have to talk to this person. It probably took you like 30 seconds of like starting to talk about, oh, right, I like this person now. Easy. Far out. And how do you challenge each other? That's a hard question.
Oh, that is a hard question.
I think more, I don't know if it's challenging, but more encouraging us to do challenging things. Like,
Right.
I don't know, examples like Amy doing her master's or something, or like me not sure if I should apply for my master's, and then her encouraging me and giving me the reasons why I should and how I've spoken about it before. I think, but I don't know if like we challenge each other, I would say.
No.
So when you were saying like before how you basically egg each other on and tell them, yes, you're 100% right. Is that always the way? Do you ever say, hang on, have you thought about it from another point of view? Or have you considered that you could be wrong? Have you ever done
No, I don't think we've ever said it in those words, but I think we've
that?
definitely brought up more insights into certain situations,
Right.
but while still saying, oh, you're 100% in the right, but then also like he or she could be doing it because of this reason.
Right.
Yeah,
So,
having that
yeah.
outside perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Or if I'm like freaking out about something and I'm like, I can't believe they've done this, Amy's would be like, okay, well, that's normal. Like, it's normal to feel like that. She puts
Right.
the psychology brain
Yeah.
into it, I think, for me. She's
Yeah,
my free psychologist.
So, did you notice that when Amy started doing her degree, did you notice like, oh, this is useful for me? Or did you notice she was more, all the more willing to diagnose or, practice on you?
I think like she's like advice has gotten better. Like, not saying that she ever had bad advice,
Yeah.
but I think that having the degree helped. But the diagnosing people, 100%. My mum used to date this disgusting person,
Oh.
and we would talk about like his behaviors and things like that. And Amy
Yeah.
had this massive book of like different
Yeah.
diagnoses, and then she's like, oh, I know what it is. And then she flipped through the book and then showed me and say, yep, he has borderline personality disorder. So
Great.
diagnosing people, 100%.
Yeah. That's I've known a few people who, well, the psychology teachers at college, that's what they always said, year 11 and 12s, and people who study it, like first year and second year at uni, forever just diagnosing everyone
Oh,
around them.
yeah.
Yeah,
I feel
it
like even
starts
I
off.
diagnose people unofficially
Yeah,
through
they
Amy.
diagnose themselves in year 11, and then year 12, they start looking at other people and just going,
Yeah,
yep,
definitely.
classic case.
I agree
Borderline
with
personality disorder. Absolutely.
that.
Sociopathic. A lot of those. A lot of sociopaths around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them. All right, what about how do you show appreciation of each other?
I don't know, lol. I just think
We're not really the
everything we do for
compliments.
each.
Yeah, we don't really compliment each other. We're not those kind of people. I feel like we show appreciation by just messaging each other.
Right.
And like, I don't
Or
know.
hanging out occasionally. I don't
Yeah.
know. It's one of those friendships where I don't think you'd have to worry about or like make sure you
No.
have to show appreciation. I think
No.
we just throw show each other appreciation through our relationship, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
And
know.
I feel like where we are in life at the moment as well, like we're so busy. If I'm hanging out with people, that's my way of showing them that I care about them, because I don't have the time to hang out with people. So if I didn't like them, I wouldn't bother.
Yeah.
So I feel like, and you're the same, Chelsea. So I feel like whenever we hang out, it's kind of like, oh, okay, you sort of know. Yeah.
So why did you think that wasn't a good answer?
I don't know. Sometimes I think that there's like, some people would say there's a specific way that they appreciate people. I don't
Right.
know. I just don't. I don't.
And
Yeah,
I feel like
but
a lot of people are more lovey-dovey with their friends as well, whereas we're not. We're not like
right.
that.
But
Yeah.
I don't think there's a better way to show your appreciation than time. It's like you said, especially
Yeah.
as busy adults as you are, I don't think there's a better way. What are you going to bring each other presents? That's cool, but you know, that's not really the way. I mean, you could write poetry to each other. That would be lovely. Write a little note. No, they're both
That
making this.
would
You
make
both
me
made the
puke.
exact same face. And it wasn't positive. But yeah, I don't think there's a better way to show appreciation than giving people your time. Like, even if you're just sitting there reading your trashy romance novels next to each other, that's still part of it, right? It's not nothing.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So yeah, no. I just realized, like, I've asked a lot of people that question and they all sort of say, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know." We're just kind of like there for each other, and you're like, that is the best way, I think. I don't know another way. Even in like a long-term relationship, even like in my marriage, like the best way that I show appreciation is just giving people the time. You know, actually listening rather than being like, yep, I'll just pretend I'm listening. I'll take
Yeah.
one headphone out and just listen, pretend I'm listening. So yeah, I don't know. Anything more than time is
I think listening's a really good one for
yeah.
us in particular, because we've spoken about having friendships before where we have these people that are all talkers, but they don't have really interest in our lives. And so I think we try to make sure that we listen to each other as well. I just can't deal with people that just talk all about themselves and then have no idea what's going on in my life. It's like, where's my benefit to this relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, how do you discard relationships that aren't working? Not even in romantic relationships, but even friendships.
I'm still working on that, if I'm being
Yeah.
honest.
Right. I mean, I just came up with that question. I thought that's a genuine question. How do we discard those ones where it's one-sided or you're not getting anything out of it?
Yeah, that's
I
a
think you
hard
can answer this
one.
one. Maybe she can give me advice on how to do that.
Well, we're sort of in the process of that with Chelsea at the moment. But I suppose it also depends on
You
who it
said
is.
you're in the process of that with Chelsea. That makes it sound
No,
like
like
you're
I'm not in
trying to get rid of her.
the process of it. Chelsea's in the process of it. But yeah, I think it depends on who it is and how long you've been friends with or dating the person. It can be really hard.
Yeah.
But I suppose, like, just reflecting back on the example I think of is friends in like high school or even middle school.
Yeah.
It just happens naturally
Right.
because, I mean, you kind of stop investing in someone and then they stop investing in you and then you sort of drift apart. But I feel like it gets harder as you get older because the friends that you still have now, most of the time you've known them for a lot longer.
Right.
So yeah, it's a hard question.
Yeah, because you have that investment. It's the same with any relationship. The longer it goes, I don't know. Do you know what the sunk cost fallacy is?
No.
No. So you'll maybe come across that in your counseling too, is where you have put so much time and effort into it. It happens in finance a lot, where people are like, well, like, I better keep investing. I've invested so much. It's the same with relationships that I better keep investing because otherwise I've wasted everything. And so they keep investing in things that are clearly not making the money or helping their friendships because that's what they've done for a long time. So it often happens in relationships where they're like, no, this is, it's been going on so long, like it has to keep going. It has to just continue. We've been
I
friends for so
don't
long now, and we must stay friends. I don't know.
know. I don't even feel like the investment or like the time and energy I've put into people is that big of a deal. I think it's more of like maybe me feeling bad or like worried about the backlash because they don't see a problem with the relationship. So, but like I do, but it's not like I can have a like conversation with them about it. And then we can continue on our merry way. I think it's genuinely ingrained within their personality to just be that type of way, like selfish. So it's just like, but and to surface level to like understand where I'm coming from. So it's just like, oh, how do you let go of something when someone, the other person, doesn't want to let go?
Amy, counselor, put your counselor hat on with that one.
Well, I suppose this particular situation is quite tricky because I don't know who Chelsea's talking about. But yeah, I like what Chelsea's saying is right. Always agree with her. But I can see how it is hard because, like she said, it's just this person's personality. So they don't even realize that it's an issue. But I feel like with Chelsea, like the older we're getting, the more aware she's becoming that it is an issue.
I
So,
think
yeah.
people have pointed it out to me over the years, and I've just really never understood. But I think over the last 12 months or so, it's kind of, I've kind of realized because I have, like, I'm working my ass off all the time, and I'm in a long-term relationship, and I'm trying to take that next step in my life. And then, just other people just aren't in the same space as you, but they, people can be in a different space as you and still understand your situation and support you and like be there for you, but just some people aren't, and this I think is that particular case.
It's a big part of your 20s, really.
Oh, 100%, I
It's
think like
just,
letting go of people and finding your real people.
yeah, the friendship group sort of starts to get smaller. The people you rely on start to get smaller. The time you have for other people get smaller as well. And yeah, some friendships hang around way longer than their, this is cold, but than their usefulness, I guess. And some friends sort of go out of your life and come back into your life when you least expect it. And you're like, okay, I didn't need them for this part, or they didn't need, like, it becomes a lot more fluid, I guess. Rather than just like, high school is you are my friend or I hate you. And in some cases, you are my friend and I hate you. A lot of the times. So yeah, it is a tricky time, and you guys are smack bang in the middle of it.
Yeah,
So
what a fun time. I just want to be 30 already.
you want to be 30 already.
Yeah. I
I'll.
just feel like people in their 30s are a little bit more put together and like-minded. I think I hang out with people at work that are all in their late 20s and onwards. Like
And they have their
my
life sorted
closest
out.
friend at work is my boss and she's 40. Like just so I'm like, I can't wait to be in that age bracket and I can actually hang out with people that are my own age.
And no one prepares you for your 20s. Like, it's so much harder than you realize when you're a kid. Being in your 20s is so hard.
Go further on that. Why, what's so hard about your 20s?
You're trying to balance, well, like we've already spoken about friendships, relationships, money is a huge one. Study, dream career versus what you're currently doing. And you always feel like you're falling short. Well, at least that's my experience. Like I'm like, oh, I should be doing this or I should be excelling in this way, but I'm not. And
It's
yeah.
the comparison, right? When you're at school, comparison is what? Other people are getting better marks,
Yeah.
or they're in a relationship, or they've got a job and I don't, or they've got a better job. But in your 20s, it all of a sudden becomes, oh, they've got a career, or they know what they want to do, or the opposite, or you're in a career and they are traveling, and you're like, oh, what's should I be doing? Like, a lot of it is, should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? Which is fine, but it's not helpful. comparison is the thief of joy,
Yeah, it
as Abby Hill's mum always tells me over and
is.
over again. And I've passed on to my children. But a lot of that is that in your 20s of looking at other people and wondering what should you be doing. But very quickly you'll realize that, like, when you get to that 30 ch chairs, like you said, all these people that are put together, they're not put together. They just realize that they have lived their life, and you sort of make peace with that. You stop looking at, well, I could have done this and I could have done that. I think people get pretty unhappy if they're still doing that in their 30s and their 40s, because you can't change it. But you drive yourself mad being like, all oh, right, I've got a good job and a happy relationship, but I could be in France, and I'm seeing other people doing this, or I'm seeing other people with this job. I've got this job, but they've already had a job for a long time. They've made this money. They've bought a house. They're starting a family. All of that stuff creeps in your 20s. Oh, well, sucks to be you.
Oh, everything you said there was scary, scarily accurate. I think I went through a little phase at the start of the year where I'm like, what if I don't want to stay in camp? But like, it's a lot of what if questions.
Yeah, of
Like,
course.
am I happy where I am? And it's just asking yourself questions. I think I struggle with never being happy with what I have. And I think that's a big issue in your 20s and trying to learn to be happy with what you have.
I wonder if people in their 30s and 40s just stop asking themselves.
Yeah, just went fuck
Yeah, like
it.
what
Whatever
why
happens,
am I gonna
happens.
what am I gonna do if I, if I'm not doing this? I don't know. But you also have the time and the freedom, and that's probably an issue as well, right? You have the freedom to do whatever you want, not to do whatever you want, but you have more freedom, because those people in their 30s and 40s, if they've got a family, they've got a house and a mortgage, then they don't have that freedom. So there's also that pressure from older people saying, oh, you're young, you've got to take advantage of it now. But what does that mean?
Yeah, that's hard.
I
I
mean,
don't
how do you
like
deal
when
with
older
it?
people do that. Like, I don't like when people give their two cents. It's really given me the shits lately, if I'm being honest. Like,
What
at
kind of.
work, in personal life, like, just everything. It's like, I didn't ask for your opinion, so why are you giving it?
So what are the kind of things that they're saying? What are their 2 cents worth that they're chucking at you?
I think one of them was like, oh, I wonder if I ever want to move overseas. But my partner doesn't. He wants to stay in Canberra where his family is. And I mentioned that to a couple of people at work. And then they were just like, well, like, who cares? You can find somebody else in like overseas. It's just
Sweet.
basically like shitting on the whole thing. And I'm just like, I didn't ask you. It's more just like venting on like my situation. And it's like, you know what? I've realized people can judge me all they want, but I would rather choose a happy, healthy relationship and staying where I am now than moving overseas for something that I don't even know would work out. Like, and just, I would rather do that. But just people were judging me for that. And it's like, okay, well, you've never been in a long-term relationship and understood the hardships that happen with things like that.
Yes, my daughter's just started a job, so she's got to work out now immediately, like, oh, my friend's having a birthday party and I've got to go to it, but I'm working. What do I do? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Call up sick.
You're already being adult. Yeah, sorry, you can't call it sick on like your third week. So yeah, you've got to talk to your boss. Oh, how do I do that? And you're like, yeah, welcome to,
Yeah,
responsibility.
welcome. That is
Basically,
scary when you first start working, though.
it
It is.
absolutely.
Because
Basically, yeah,
casual bosses are the worst.
yeah, but she's sort of she. I think her bosses are pretty good. Like, it's just at the local IGA, and I think it's from what we've heard from the other horror stories. Yeah, it's not so bad. But yeah, the other day she was like getting really worked up, and I just had to say to her, "It sounds like you want me to do it for you, and that's not how this works. You do not want your parents ringing your boss, organizing stuff for you." She's like, oh yeah, fair enough. All right, I'm gonna we got, talking about all the important stuff about being in your 20s and how the advice. I love that people give you relationship advice. Like, you should. Who cares? Oh God, I would ask them maybe why they feel that way. Maybe they're from the same experience.
But it's fine because I know exactly why they feel that way. And it's just the fact that they've never had a serious long-term relationship with someone
Oh,
who's fully
right.
loved them back and
Oh,
committed.
wow.
Yeah, I don't have time to fuck around, I'm being honest. Obviously, I haven't said that to their face because it's my
Right.
workplace.
If you want to tell us their name, we can share it with them and they can let us know. All right, I'm going to let you guys go after this question, which is a
Okay,
tricky
thanks.
one, which is what would the other person say is your best quality?
That's easy.
Oh. All right. So, Amy, what do you think Chesa would say is your best quality and vice versa? I think
Oh,
we did this with Sarah
probably
and she
my.
got very confused.
I reckon Chelsea likes my advice, as she's already brought up.
Yeah.
And also that I'm kind with her, but I can also be a bitch with her about other people. That's what I would say, probably.
Yeah. What about you, Chesa?
I agree with what Amy just said. I would have said her empathy, which is like pretty
Oh.
similar to her advice and things like that.
Yep.
I would probably say that Amy thinks I am funny. I don't know what else, but I think that may be a lack of self-awareness. But definitely funny, that's my number one priority.
Is that what
Yeah,
you'd
I would
say,
say
Amy?
that. I
Yep.
would say that, and you're weird. And also that you're nice towards me.
I love you have this shared, you're just so friendly, so nice with each other, but then together, look out for everyone around you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I
definitely
don't think
helpful.
we'd want to be on the bad ends of each other, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, I guess when you see each other, you're like in full flight, you're like, all right, I better be friends with this person forever.
Yeah.
Oh dear. All right, well, I'm gonna let you guys go. I gotta go and cook dinner of all things.
Oh, nice. Same.
It's very nice to see you both again.
Yeah, you too. It was
Let's do it again.
great. Thank
And one
you.
day, if we could brave it, if we could get the two of you and get old Sarah Haynes on board as well. I don't know
Yeah.
how well that will go. Probably work better in person.
Yeah,
If we
probably.
can, limit the noise factor that will come with that. No
Sarah's
offense.
cackle.
There's, yeah, the cackle and the shouting over the top that she likes to do to yeah be heard. But it's all good. But yes, thank you very much,
No worries.
and that's
Thank
it.
you.